News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, those protests around the country, in a second we'll be hearing from our reporter Emily Keegan, who is in Castle Bellingham. But first, we're heading back to Josh Crosby, who is in Monasterevin. What's the story from there this morning, Josh?
Yes, Anton. So still here at Monasterevin in Junction 14. The convoy has just pulled off in the past few minutes. That there are tractors here with tricolours, vans, small trucks and cars as well. I'm yet to meet a protester in a large truck. As I mentioned earlier, some of the bigger companies will be members of the Irish Road Haulage Association and they're not taking part in it. Now, all in all, there are just over a dozen vehicles here, made up of different size vehicles at Junction 14. And there are a few Garda cars here as well all morning, waiting around to see how this was going to proceed and would more people be arriving. But it's not just hauliers, Anton, or those working in transport. There are builders and farmers and others who don't work in those sectors at all, but they've come to show their support for the protest. To get a sense of the rising costs impacting those who've come out today, I met with farming contractor and haulier Kieran Kelly, who's from near Athy. Kieran starts off by telling me about the increasing costs of doing business.
I filled a green tank of diesel 3 weeks ago, and it was of 5,000 litres, and it was for 5,000 euros. I filled it a week later, and it was 6,000 euros. I filled it last week, and it's 7,800. So how can we stick that?
What has it led you to do? Do you have to cut back in certain jobs, or do you...
Well, we're going to pass it on, but sure, pass it on. Like, there's times we carry farmers for 3 or 4 months. We won't be able to carry them. It's going to be 250 euros to cut an acre of silage this year. 100 acres is 25,000. They'll start to puke when them bills start to go out, and they just won't be able to pay them. And we won't be able to pay them. We won't be able to pay our bills. We also have finance bills. All that money taken over our pockets, that's going to affect us back with wages and everything, you know.
So what would you hope to achieve out of this today now?
We need a cap on the fuel. There's loads of money in this country that have us robbed, and we need a cap on the fuel. Fuel needs to be capped. Green diesel needs to be capped at 90 cents. Everything is going to close down. Buildings are going to close down. Everything. The whole country is going to close down. There's going to be a scarcity of food in the world in the next 6 months. Fertiliser. Half the crops in the world is grown with urea, which is a fertiliser that's gas-based. And at the moment, that went from 500 euros a tonne, which I bought in January, and it's gone now to over 1,000 euros a tonne. And actually, AdBlue is the same thing, and that won't be got either. So the whole world is going to stop eventually.
Your message to the government?
They may cap all the fuel at 90 cents for green diesel and 160 or 70 for white diesel to keep the country going. The money is there, they're throwing money to everyone else, and they don't seem to listen to their people. We put them there, and it's time to start listening to us.
Well, there you go. That's one of the protesters there talking to Josh Crosby. Now, obviously, these protests are planned for various different routes coming into Dublin. One of those routes, the M1, and Emily Keegan is in Castle Bellingham. Emily, what's happening there?
A bit of a different story to Josh here now, Anton. Things are a bit slower to get going at Castle Bellingham. We've got a small group of people who've arrived. I arrived here at 7 o'clock and the group hasn't grown dramatically since I got here. There's probably about a dozen vehicles. And again, like Josh said, not too many large vehicles. It's mainly vans and trucks that are kind of making up this group here. It's not set to get going until 9 o'clock. So we've got another hour for people to arrive. So there's plenty of time for things to pick up. No sign of Gardaí here monitoring the situation. There's not an awful amount happening here, but I have also been out speaking to people and they're echoing the exact same things that you heard there in Josh's interview. They're calling for the government to cap these fuel prices and they're willing to do really whatever it takes to get there. When I was speaking to them here, they were saying they would block the city for days if that's what it takes to get the government's attention. So they're planning on heading to O'Connell Street and the Dáil and blocking it this afternoon. And they themselves are saying that there will be serious delays around the city. But when I asked them how they would feel about the people who are going to complain about this and who are going to be impacted, they're saying that they should be out here protesting too and that they're doing it for those people. So it's echoing the same things that we heard from Josh's report there, a call for the cap on fuel prices, and they'll do whatever it takes to get the government to do that.
Emily, thanks very much for that update. That's Emily Keegan in Castle Bellingham. One of the people protesting this morning is Chris Duffy, and he joins us on the line. Chris, you're protesting from what perspective? Are you a haulier?
No, I'm an agricultural contractor.
And what is it that you are protesting, hoping to achieve? What do you want done?
We want the government to stop acting deegan and drop the price, drop the tax and drop the duty off the fuel. They came out with a few pence to us there lately. They actually insulted us. They came out then and they told us, they gave the people advice and they told the people to drive slower, save fuel. I didn't hear them telling Dublin Airport to fly the plane slower. They don't even pay a carbon tax in Dublin Airport. But we're the people on the ground producing food. We're the people, the hauliers are keeping this country moving. And we're the ones crippled with carbon tax and crippled with duty. And the government are neglecting us. They're spending money. They're spending our money. They never look at the people in Ireland.
And
they
can you give us a sense, Chris, of how are the costs impacting you and your business?
Well, I'll put it like this to you. We have two options. This is what people like me have at the moment. We go out to work and we lose money, or we park up and we go broke. Either way, we are screwed.
Indeed, but can you give me a couple of numbers around that, Chris? How has it impacted you?
There's numbers coming at you every day. I'm telling you what's actually happening, okay? You know what price fuel is. You know what price fuel was.
But I don't know what fuel you use and how it's impacted you. I'm trying to get the sense of the impact on you.
You don't know what fuel I use. I'm an agricultural contractor. I use agricultural diesel.
And what sort of amounts would you be buying at what sort of prices?
My fuel delivery has gone from, my 3,000 euro delivery of diesel has gone from 2,800 up to over 5,000 euros. Now, when we take out our leases on our machinery or on any loans we take out, our finance companies look for our bank statements and our accounts, and they lend us money on the basis of what we're taking in. Nobody factored in this coming down the line, as which means there is going to be huge recession, there's going to be huge default on bank loans, and our government are facilitating it. Okay. They'll blame a war. This country is awash with money. They sent 40 million last week to the Ukraine, another 40 million.
Okay, well, we have your point, Chris. Thank you.
That money was needed in this country, so
indeed,
it was.
We have your point. Thank you very much. That is Chris Duffy there, who is one of the protesters taking part in the protest in Navan in that instance. Kevin McPartland is with us. He's Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland. At the crux of this is an issue that we put at the Taoiseach last week, Kevin, which is the excise duty, if it was to be reduced, or when asked, would he reduce it? His response was that the money that comes from it pays for everything from education through to the rest of in public services, and therefore it would have to be found somewhere else. Is that going to be the fundamental stumbling block, do you think?
Well, look, the government depends on various different taxation and levies on fuel that it does need for core exchequer funding. We actually collect about close to 8% of the total revenue of the state. So there's some fairness in what he's saying. However, what he's not acknowledging is in the fact that when the excise duty was cut a couple of weeks ago by 20 cents a litre on diesel, the extra VAT that they are collecting today is worth an extra 16 cents a litre on diesel. So, you know,
are you saying they're in a net positive position, the Exchequer?
No, not yet. But they're not as far behind as they're letting on. They're letting on, they've let everybody off 20 cents a litre, but actually they're collecting 16 of that back in VAT. So I have a lot of sympathy with the protesters today, because the reality is, I don't accept the point that it's not as a result of the war, it is, but the impact is undeniable. The impact is, and you heard Chris there talk as an agricultural contractor who wasn't given 20 cents a litre relief. They were given the 3 cents a litre relief on their fuel. You know, that's what came off agricultural diesel. If you're a home heating oil customer, you got 2 cents a litre off. It's just not enough. Now,
the problem, I suppose, Kevin, is there is a broad spectrum of people who are using fuel, ranging from people recreationally going out for a drive on a Sunday through the people who are utterly dependent because it's the core of their business. Would the government be better giving targeted supports to those who are most in need rather than an excise drop which rewards the entire spectrum and costs a fortune?
Well, there's not much that I've heard from the Taoiseach and Taoiseach recently that I've agreed with. But one thing that I have agreed with Simon Harris on is that we need to move away from these knee-jerk responses. He said this before he drops the excise duty. And that's what we've been saying now for a couple of years. I've said it in this studio before. We need an expert group to have a comprehensive review of all of the taxation and compliance cost and fuel.
Oh, we could grow old waiting for that, couldn't we?
We could, or we could do it sharply. We could say between now and budget 2027, we are going to have that comprehensive review. That's not to say we don't need immediate action. If I was a haulier, if I was an agricultural contractor, I would be saying, yeah, but how do I remain in business today? That I do think we need targeted responses for those particular sectors.
Kevin, thank you very much. That is Kevin McPartland, who is Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland. A text to say, only in Ireland would you get a protest against the price of diesel. by the unnecessary burning of the very fuel you're complaining about the price of. Well, I suspect, though, if you look at the kind of numbers that that man was talking to Josh about in terms of his consumption of 5,000 litre purchase every couple of months, the amount of diesel you'd burn driving to Dublin from Monastraven is a fair pittance compared to those kind of quantities. Another, where is the 13 billion quid of Apple money stashed away for a rainy day? Is this not a rainy day?
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.